This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and it's time for cover crop considerations on your farms. Cover crops, of course, is a hot topic now, primarily because we can get carbon credits for it. We can reduce erosion of soil and, of course, store nutrients so they don't run off, especially nitrogen, off that land itself. Certainly, there are two ways of using cover crops. One, we can take and use it as a feed source, very popular on dairy farms. And the second one, of course, is green manure, which means we are going to plow it down and basically kill it off. Let's talk about farmers, the dairy farmers first. Certainly, it can be an excellent spring crop. A treated kale is a very popular one here in the Midwest, primarily because it has more tonnage compared to ryegrass, for example, and it has a wider harvest window for quality. Ideally, it should be up at least 6 to 8 weeks from the fall when you plant these seeds in the ground, because that crop needs a tiller, and that's where the real tonnage comes into play here. And of course, when we harvest it in the spring, next spring, we will be looking at boot stage for lactating cows and doe stage for heifers, dry cows, more kind of a filler factor as far as that goes. Another one, of course, is we'll take a look at the need to, if you are going to take that crop off, then the research from Illinois would indicate you need to add manure. And that normally is not a problem on dairy farms. In fact, that's an excellent place for manure in once the corn silage comes off. And in the spring, you may have had to side dress some nitrogen to maintain corn yield. The other one, of course, is the green manure. And that studies out of the University of Wisconsin by Dr. Cornelly would indicate that ryegrass, the question they wanted to answer was, should you kill that crop 3 weeks before you plant the soybeans, or can you do it at the time of planting? And their research would indicate that there was really no difference in terms of biomass or effects on yield on soybeans. And this was done at 28 different locations here in Wisconsin in this last year. So the only warning they had is you terminate too early, which you're using some type of herbicide, that may reduce the weed suppression, so weeds could be more of a problem here and lose some of the conservation benefits as well. They were seeding 80 to 100 pounds of cereal rye to the acre as well. Illinois also did some work following soybean production, following cover crops, and they had five locations at their experiment station. They looked at cereal rye and also clover as the two different crops, seeing that there's difference here. They also looked at terminating 3 weeks before planting or at the time of planting, and they too saw the same thing Wisconsin did, in that there was no difference in terms of yield on the soybeans as well. The earlier planting clover had more biomass that would result in manure, plus the clover could have a small amount of nitrogen fixation as well. Illinois looked at different seeding levels. They looked at 30, 60, and 90 pounds and saw no differences in terms of the cover crop responses as well. If they went to 120 pounds, then there was less yield there. Their planting dates were, and this would be Illinois, remember, listeners, October 19th, November 6th, November 22nd, and with cereal rye, there was no difference in terms of effects it would have on subsequent corn yield. So our take-home messages, Bill, include that cover crops are almost a must. So there's so many advantages of having it here in terms of land conservation and carbon credits. For the dairy farmer, I would take it off in the spring as forages, but make sure I add some manure and fertilizer to it. And certainly, if we're going to kill it off for green manure or plow down, certainly it's not critical of when we do that. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Before we complain about rising food prices, one expert says we should compare the inflation rate for food to the inflation rate for the general economy. USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says if you do that, here is what you find.
Price growth for food has been below the overall rate of inflation for the past 9 months. And grocery price inflation has been below the overall rate of inflation for the past 12 months.
The latest consumer price index says grocery store food prices went up in July by only 0.3%, leaving them only 1.1% higher than a year ago. And in fact, some products are selling for less than this time a year ago.
And those are fish and seafood, which prices were down by 1.6%. Fresh fruits, prices were 1.2% lower. And then dairy products, prices were down by 0.2%, and other meats, prices were down by 0.1%.
But we're paying 4.5% more for beef, almost 20% more for eggs. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.